You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. If you'll pardon the pun, it's a whale of an opportunity, a whale watching cruise in which the proceeds go to benefit the animals that the shelter cares for and puts up for adoption. My final guest today is Samantha Blankenship, Executive Director of Juno Animal Rescue. Hi, Samantha.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You're here to talk about the whale watching cruise. That's also a fundraiser for your organization. But before we get into that, I just wanted to ask, how's it going at Juno Animal Rescue this summer?
It's good. It's been a little busier the past few months. That's definitely, we've seen more people going out of town, and we've had more boarders, and we've also had more animals being surrendered. So it's busy, but we're used to it.
You mentioned boarders. So in addition to serving as an animal shelter, what other services do you offer for Juno pet owners?
We offer doggy daycare and dog boarding services. We also have a professional groomer on staff as well for all of your grooming needs. So all sorts of services.
That's great. Well, coming up in a couple of weeks, the Juno Animal Rescue is organizing a fundraiser for the organization. Tell us a little bit about Whales for Tails.
So Whales for Tails is our annual fundraiser, and we weren't able to do it last year, obviously because of COVID, but we're able to do it this year with a little, with some limitations, but we're glad that we're still able to do it this year. So it's a whale watching cruise, which is made possible through a generous donation by Allen Marine. And we have a fun whale watching cruise with people who love animals, and there's hors d'oeuvres, and there's a cash bar, and we go around and see if we can find some whales. And we also talk about, we have a naturalist who'll be on board and talk about the shelter a little bit, and all of the proceeds go to benefit the animals that we serve at Juno Animal Rescue.
Oh, that's great to hear. I know that those fundraisers are pretty popular and that your organization has a great reputation. So tell me again when and where that's taking place and how we can purchase tickets.
So it is the evening of August 27th. So it starts at 5:30 and goes to 8:30. And the catamaran leaves from Auk Bay, Don Statter Harbor in Auk Bay, promptly at 5:30. So we ask people to get there 15 minutes early because we can't wait for people. Tickets are $100 each. And you can buy tickets at JunoAnimalRescue.org, or you can also buy them at our front desk.
Well, that's great. And the cruise includes food, and there's a beer and wine cash bar as well, and hopefully lots of whales to watch.
Yeah, and we'll also have some other stuff, that you can buy to support JAR. So a lot of our merchandise, so we always offer wine glasses, beer glasses. We have some cool new hoodies and T-shirts and different stuff like that. So we'll have all of that on board as well. But it should be fun for everybody. This year, of course, we're required to have masks on the vessel. And with the new implementation, masks are required in all areas of the vessel. Of course, that's subject to change due to any different COVID regulations. So
I think we're all getting used to that, especially the subject to change part.
Right.
Well, we have a little bit of extra time today. And since we already discussed the fundraiser, I thought I might ask you about an issue that's come up during the pandemic, which is COVID pets. Could you please explain a little more about how pet adoption has changed throughout the course of the pandemic and is still changing?
Sure. So, What was great about the beginning of the pandemic is a lot of people were working from home and they wanted to adopt pets to stay home with them. So shelters emptied nationwide, which was fantastic. But shelters nationwide now have begun to see animals with behavioral issues being surrendered back at a higher rate than normal. So lack of proper socialization with individuals and other dogs was really common when people were working from home or not entertaining in their home. So we've had several animals arrive in the past several months that lacked socialization skills, specifically dogs. So we place those animals, especially dogs, into our second chance training program so that we work more extensively with them on their training to try and get them a better chance at finding their forever home. So the pandemic was hard on pets too. So a lot of them, especially if they were adopted when they were puppies, they didn't get that correct socialization that pets normally do when people are out and about and they're seeing new people, they're seeing new animals. So shelters, like I said, nationwide have really started to see what we're calling COVID pets, which are pets that just have zero socialization skills. Hmm.
And so at the Juneau Animal Rescue, the Second Chance program gives them kind of an opportunity to acquire those skills before being rehomed again?
Yeah, so we'll work with an animal on, you know, certain things. So we have some animals that maybe have a bit more severe separation anxiety because they always had somebody at home and now they're left home alone. So we work with them on getting them comfortable with strangers and new situations and try and get them to where they can interact appropriately and be a little bit more calm in their surroundings. So hopefully, you know, with people wanting to adopt pets, have a little bit more patience for some of these special needs animals that maybe need a little bit more time and energy devoted to really correcting something that has happened in the past year, year and a half.
Well, Samantha, I wish we had a little bit more time to talk about that, but thank you for telling, for sharing that information, and hopefully some folks listening will be willing to give these animals a second chance. I'm not glad they're at the Juneau Animal Rescue, but I'm glad the Juneau Animal Rescue has the resources to care for them. Thanks again.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being with me today, and good luck with your fundraiser at the end of the month. Whales and Tails, go check it out at the Juneau Animal Rescue website. Bye, Samantha.
Great, thank you very much.